Welcome to Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I am your host, Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm excited to welcome you to our fourth stop of our world tour of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, where we spend the summer months traveling the world to learn about folk music from all different countries, collecting stamps for our passports as we go. If you've missed any of our stops, be sure to visit the show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/128, where I've linked all the previous episodes as well as the passport stamp for today's episode that you'll want to print, because today we are journeying to the vibrant land of Argentina to explore its rich folk music traditions. Argentina, a country known for its passionate tango, also boasts a diverse array of folk music styles deeply rooted in its cultural heritage. From the rhythmic beats of the chacarera to the haunting melodies of the zamba, Argentine folk music reflects the country's history, geography, and diverse immigrant influences. One of the most popular styles of Argentine folk music is the chacarera, originating from the rural regions of the country. The tango is considered a cosmopolitan dance, and you might think of the chacarera as the lighthearted countryside counterpart. Its lively tempo, characterized by the use of guitars, bombo drums, which are drums made of hollow tree trunks, and sometimes violins or accordions, captures the spirit of Argentine rural life. The lyrics often celebrate the landscape, agriculture, and traditions of the countryside. During the introduction sequence, dancers clap their hands. The dancers face each other and move in circular patterns.
Acépteme este consejo, no deje sola su prenda.
Another beloved folklore genre in Argentina is the zamba, a slower, more melancholic style with roots in indigenous and African music. The haunting melodies of the zamba, often accompanied by guitars and bombo drums, evoke a sense of longing and nostalgia. Its graceful dance, characterized by intricate footwork and flowing movements, reflects the elegance and grace of Argentine culture. The dance also requires a handkerchief, as the couples who circle each other wave them elegantly as they move. Now, we can't talk about Argentina without talking about the tango, of course. It's one of the most well-known types of dances in the world, and the streets of the major cities of Argentina are lined with tango cafes and performances. The history of the Argentine tango is as colorful and vibrant as the dance itself. It all began in the late 18th century in the neighborhoods of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Influenced by a melting pot of cultures including African, European, and indigenous influences, the tango emerged as a unique blend of music and dance. Originally, it was danced in the poorer districts by the enslaved, but gained popularity in the early 20th century, spreading to dance halls and cafes throughout Argentina and beyond. The tango's popularity soared internationally in the 1920s and 1930s, becoming a symbol of Argentine culture worldwide. Over the years, the tango has evolved, incorporating new styles and influences while still maintaining its essence of passion, rhythm, and expression. Today, it remains an integral part of Argentine culture and continues to captivate dancers and music lovers around the globe. I mentioned the bombo drums earlier, but let's talk about another unique instrument that gives Argentine folk music its distinctive sound. That instrument is the bandoneon, a type of concertina similar to an accordion. Originating in Germany, the bandoneon found its way to Argentina in the late 19th century and became an essential component of tango music. Its soulful, melancholic sound adds depth and emotion to Argentine folk compositions. Let's listen to a bit of it. So much of Argentinian folk music goes hand in hand with dancing, so I hope you'll head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/128, where I put together a playlist on YouTube for you that will feature the folk dances to the folk songs that we've learned about as we've journeyed through Argentina today. In the show notes, you'll also find the link to print your passport stamp for Argentina, as well as links to previous episodes from this summer's world tour. Again, the show notes are at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/128. Thanks for joining me for our fourth stop on our world tour this summer. When our next episode airs in 2 weeks, we'll be visiting our final destination of the Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music's summer series. So I hope you will join me for that. Until then, keep listening, keep exploring, and keep loving music. Bye for now.